two friends. Another morning, but this time it's solo. Sit back, relax, and laugh at the mindless conversations Josh and Dakota have. Welcome to a Mindless Morning Show solo episode.
Good mindless morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mindless Morning Show. Here with Dakota, as always, doing a early morning solo episode. We're sticking true to the actual mornings.
I woke up just for this, for all of you out there.
And he didn't even throw on a polo. He's just got a regular t-shirt, so you know shit's like
just a Coors Light t-shirt. It's a comfy one.
That's what counts, man. That's what counts. For real. Yeah, so we've had our mashup. It was recently presented or suggested by the West London Witch podcast. So we did Garfield and Minnie Mouse, and I finally drew it on paper for you. Are you happy now?
I am happy. I showed Jordan, and Jordan's like, "See, that's much better."
What?
It didn't look like you just fucking copy and pasted them and put them together.
I mean, if that was doable, I'd probably do that to save myself time. But
it's doable.
I take my time, man. Well, I have no idea. I'm pretty. I'm not very sufficient in art, or efficient, rather. I don't. I do everything line by line, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. You saw
how mine turned out.
Yeah, it was good though. Mila liked it because I just sat down with her and a piece of paper and just sat down with a bunch of crayons and she was coloring next to me. So it was good. Worked out.
So you got some good father daughter bonding time with it.
Yeah, something like that. And I guess we have.
That's what people don't know is that the other drawing that they think is mine is actually your 2-year-old daughter's.
Yep, that's it. No, she would have drawn better than both of us, but so I guess it's time that we announce another one. I don't remember
who went first on the last one.
I mean, I know with this one it was ones by West London Witch, but I'll let you go first because I have quite a few off the top of my head.
I have a bunch off the top of my head too, and I was gonna go off of yours. I have like three or four, and a couple of them depend on who you pick.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go with this one then. I'm gonna go with Pinhead from Hellraiser.
What the fuck? What? Pinhead from Hellraiser? Jesus.
Yeah, man, keeping in the spooky theme for this month.
Alright, fine. I'm gonna kind of make this character messed up then with it, but ooh, it's between two. Snoopy.
What the fuck?
You did this.
Okay. Okay.
Snoopy's about to raise some hell.
Yeah. Hell raising Snoopy. He's gonna be a pinhead. Wow. All right. That's gonna be. I'm excited for this one.
People are gonna be upset.
Yeah. We might get banned for this.
We got a better one to get banned on.
Yeah. Sure. True. So. Okay. Man, I'm okay. I'm excited for that. Pinhead and Snoopy. I'll.
Make it work.
Get working on that promo. I'll probably need some time to plan this one out. Well, I want to make it pretty sick.
Just don't listen to your heavy metal music again while you're drawing.
Oh, I have to. That's how I'm gonna channel that energy and get it going. So yeah, we have a very exciting episode coming up Friday for everybody because we welcome back a previous guest, Matt Wagner, aka Minerva, without the I. And yeah,
an awesome and talented musician that y'all should listen to if you haven't.
Absolutely. And if you want to get like a sneak peek of basically what's not really available out right now, you can go back to a Mindless Morning Show episode where he actually performs live for us, his fans, and our listeners. And it was great. It was a great turnout because at the time, you weren't a co-host, but you were at the show, and you became a big fan within.
I did. Yeah, we talk about it a little bit in the episode with him and my fangirlness from it. But I've become a pretty big fan of his for sure. I love his music and jam out to it pretty much every day. So
yeah, super talented individual. Across many spectrums, not just his music, but in the aspect of theater and just overall, he is a dope ass person. So
yeah, really definitely. Cool guy. And he's a nerdy, geeky, down to earth dude. So he's just a fucking fun dude to talk to.
Yep. So if you guys haven't yet, check him out. October 15th. I'll say it now. We mentioned it in the episode, but I'll say it again. October 15th, his new, album EP will be out on October 15th, and check out his music videos because we'll let you tune in on Friday to get the details it was good stuff. And moving forward, for our solo episodes, we are now going to be doing ad swaps with people or playing their promos for either podcasts or whatever they want to promote. Yeah. So this week we have Homespun Haints, and it's quite a creepy trailer. So I will let that play here for you and enjoy.
Ghost stories are
always scarier.
They're told by the very people who experience them. Hi, I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And we're the hosts of the Homespun Haints podcast.
We talk to people just like you who have come face to face with ghosts, demons, haints, and other strange paranormal phenomena. All of it makes for a chilling good time.
So grab yourself a sweet tea, turn off the lights, and listen to some eerie, true ghost stories on Homespun Haints, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm not scared. Are you?
Spooky? You're spooky.
I'm a little spooked out.
Spooky. Check them out. We had them on our show before, so check out that episode if you haven't. We will be on there. We did an interview with them. We'll probably be on their podcast sometime next year. They are super
backed up. They're also hilarious to talk to and have some really fun stories to share with people. So make sure you definitely check them out, because it was a blast getting to know them the two episodes we did with them. So
yeah, they are some great individuals. Just Becky. Dude, she's like a Wonder Woman who does like so many different things. It's crazy. like all the different outlets that she's done blow me away. And Becky and Diana, they're great people. So I enjoyed it for sure. So with that said and out of the way, I figured
and out of the way, like it was hard for you.
So hard. No, not like that. Yeah, it was probably poorly worded. Sorry. So now that we're done with that segment,
finally we can move on.
I had learned of a new term. I mean, this is totally random and like completely not aligned with at all what we've been talking about, but I just wanted to talk about this. So I heard this new term called jump humping. Have you heard of jump humping?
Where did you hear this term is my first question.
TikTok, of course.
TikTok. Okay. My guess was either TikTok or like Xbox Live.
You want to get jump humped, motherfucker?
I was like, wait, what?
I mean, I feel like I've heard it, but not for what it's supposed to mean, I guess. I don't know. What does it mean? I picture somebody just jumping and humping.
All right. So before I get into the term jump humping,
is it that dance?
No.
Like the crump dancing where they shove the head?
No.
Bah, 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 bah. No. All right.
No. That's, I don't even know where you learned that one. Okay. So have you heard the term soaking, where basically you penetrate her, but there's no thrusting, no movement whatsoever. You're just like laying on top of one another and inserted, not moving.
Why is that called soaking? You're just parked.
You're soaking the willy. I don't know, but
basking.
Anyway, what jump pumping is basically while you're soaking, you have somebody else jumping on the bed next to you to promote the movement. So it's not you guys doing it. It's
you can save yourself a lot of time and just get a waterbed.
That's true. Maybe, but I think at some point, like, it just becomes really still if you're properly soaking.
Well, it makes so much sense. When I was younger, my dad would always just lay on top of my mom and we'd jump on the bed.
Yep. There you
Daddy,
go.
Get up.
Oh, I'm sleeping. Keep jumping.
Mom and dad are sleeping. Just jump on the bed. Tire yourselves out.
No wonder they never told us to stop jumping. Yeah, so I learned
that's weird.
And that's weird. I was thoroughly intrigued. And I figured I wanted to talk about that. Who would you get as your designated jumper?
I feel like I have too many questions for this. My designated jumper? I mean, obviously you'd want somebody that's got some like good leg muscles that could go for a long time probably. So am I doing like a friend or am I just like anybody?
Yeah, anybody, fuck it.
Bro, Saquon Barkley. You don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
He's the running back for the Giants, and this dude's fucking like legs are like this big.
You'd probably break your bed.
Dude, for real. Sorry, no more jump humping. The bed's destroyed.
I think I would have to go with Ryan Reynolds for the comedy appeal to it. I mean, it's already a fucking weird situation. Might as well ease it with some good old Reynolds.
There you go. That's good. I mean, if you could do a duo, you can get like Hugh Jackman in there too, and the two of them would just be really funny.
Have you seen the video of them where they talk about doing like, promos for each other?
The ad swap where they take a truce. I thought the truce was bullshit.
Dude, they
shit cracks me up.
Ryan is like
$1 million. $1 million, yeah. He's just like sitting there smiling.
Yeah, dude. Marketing geniuses, I swear. I just can't get over it. How perfected he has come with all his like just different ads and just a little minimal like promotions for things.
He literally just gets to be himself. He just gets to be himself and do what he wants and people love it, and he just fucking
he found a perfect combo, and I don't think anybody is allowed to replicate it. It's just kind of one of those things that's him. That's it.
Yeah.
So if you want really good marketing, get Ryan Reynolds. You can't do it yourself.
Yeah, for real though.
See if we can get Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, if you just so happen to be watching this, we love you. Come on our show.
Dude, oh my god, I'd faint. Yeah. I'd be so happy. But
that'd be sick.
Yeah, so just to recap, Pinhead honestly, Snoopy.
Pinhead Snoopy.
Ad swaps.
Minerva,
yeah, if swaps, any Ryan of you Reynolds. Other podcasters or
jump humping.
If any podcasters or whatever you do and you want it promoted, let us know. We'll send you our ad. You send us yours and we.
Yeah, what's play. That one that we got the instant smooth my balls?
Yeah.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Stop sending your bots to DM me. Just fucking message us. Okay. Email us. Stop with this Instagram bot shit.
I don't want a bot to smooth my balls. All right. I want real authenticity.
Yeah. For real. And
what if that's how Skynet starts, is smooth my balls. They have a bunch of robots just smoothing balls, and that's what just really throws them under. They're like, I've had enough smoothing balls. I'm taking over the world.
The Neanderthals of natural hairy people will come back as a revolt, the resistance.
Grandpa, can you tell me the story of the old worlds again? Yeah, son, it was the days before smooth balls.
Mindless, beautiful mindless hat. It's a little, looks a little, I don't know if it was last in the print. I took a picture. I put it like in the flashlight and it looked great. Like, so I couldn't, you know.
Oh, like, yeah. If you walk around with a light shining on it the whole day, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or just go outside, you know, something like that. So yeah, mindless merch, check it out. We have some new designs coming around the corner sometime.
We really need to make a shirt that has your head on one nipple and my head on the other nipple, and then they're like looking down and the brain's like coming out of the crotch area.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't come up with that. That was my dog.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a good idea, Onyx. Good idea.
He tried.
Oh, wait, that was my idea. Oh.
Wait, it's actually selling. I lied. That's mine.
So definitely keep on the lookout for that. Follow us, subscribe to us, check out all our links. It's usually in the description.
And participate in the mashups, damn it.
Yeah, we want to see everybody's Pinhead Snoopy, because yeah, I'm very intrigued for this.
This is going to be a crazy one.
I think it's going to be great. And I'm even more so excited now for what you could possibly throw at my next mashup in mind. I already have it chosen. So,
oh, dude, I have all kinds of characters that it's, you know. So I'm like, you pick one, and then I'll think, and I'm like, ooh, that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, no, this one's going to be a fucked up one, not fun.
Yeah. It'll be good.
So with that said, everyone, stay mindless, and have a great day.
Stay mindless.
Thank you for listening to the Mindless Morning Show. We appreciate you picking us out of the many great podcasts out there. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that little bell to get notified whenever we release a new episode or bonus content. Now go enjoy the rest of your mindless day.